Hello, hello, and you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio here in Easton, Pennsylvania. This is Gear Grinders here on 7 p.m. to 8 p.m. at night on Sundays. My name is Joseph Sensi, and I'm usually here with my co-host, Juliana Paleo, but she is working on a computer science paper. We wish her luck as she has to get to 2,000 words. I don't doubt that her ability to get there, but indeed she must be working on her paper tonight, so she is not here with us. Some recent news, me and Jules are, if you do not know, a couple, and we just hit our one-year anniversary this past November 17th, which was a Friday. We didn't do anything particularly crazy, not that there's much here to do around in Eastern Pennsylvania, but we did plan something for the winter that we will do later. However, we will indeed do something else, but for this past Friday, what we did was we went out, went to this place, Sogo, a great Japanese restaurant. They have some nice sushi and stuff like that. She got some sushi rolls. They were pretty good. I got this steak and shrimp teriyaki, as I am not a big sushi guy, and it was amazing. Good food for the price and very good, and I highly recommend the place. Moving on. So we have some couple things to talk about on Gear Grinders. It won't be a long show, as it was only half the co-hosts here today. However, we have some things to talk about indeed. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is, let's see here. Oh, so this past weekend, there was a notable event, historical, some may say, regarding Lafayette College, as well as Lehigh University. The rivalry that is Lehigh, or Lehigh, as the Lehigh students refer to it as. And it was quite the game. Definitely not the weather we were hoping to see, but it was the weather we expected. It was a 90% chance of rain. And boy, did it rain. Both water and points for both sides of the field, as defense was pretty much terrible following the second half. So what happened was essentially Lafayette got off to a great start that was surprising to everybody, as Lafayette College football has in recent years not been up to the standards or maybe the reputation it has garnered over the 150 or so years that it has been around. It was the 153rd game of Lafayette-Lehigh football. And, well, what to say, we were all there. Tailgating went on as normal. It was a excessive drinking, water, of course, wink, wink, and lots of mud. It was not the best day for a football game. It was lots of rain. Not windy, though. That was the good thing. It was around 49 degrees, no wind, or inexistent as of there, and but quite a bit of rain that followed into the second half of the game. But great tailgate. We're all hanging out, having hot dogs, you know, cooking weenies, grilling burgers, just having a good time. We brought chips, we had some music going, tents were up, just in case it started to rain, which it did. It drizzled a little bit, but once the game started, Lafayette College football was well on its way to doing some pretty good damage to Lehigh defense and offense. Lehigh, they are known for being an offensive team. Lafayette College here, we are known as being more of a defensive team. However, our offense isn't exactly terrible, but the Patriot League itself, despite having a great reputation, may not be the best football league. We were 3-2 in our conference. However, going forward into the actual game itself, we weren't exactly the team expected to win. We started off pretty strong in the first half. We went up, I believe the score was 21-14 or 21-7 going into the next half. Maybe it was 17-7, but we quickly fell apart defensively. Special teams for Lehigh wasn't exactly that great. They muffed a couple punts, kickoffs. Didn't do a very good job of returning the ball. We recovered a lot of fumbles. They fumbled here and there. They had one fumble play that actually was overturned. They officially reviewed it, and I don't think there was a foul on the play, but he was considered down, and they got a touchdown off of that. It was a simple two-yard run, I believe, at the end of that. But Lafayette College football definitely had its chances to win. It was all they had to do to put the nail in the coffin, and they I wouldn't say they failed to do so. I would just say that Lehigh bashed its way out. Lafayette College football did a great job for the most part during the first half of the game. Third quarter, they did well, but you could see their endurance. Maybe we're more of a younger squad. Maybe we are more inexperienced. I do not know the specifics to Lafayette College's football team exactly compared to Lehigh's, but in the end, it was a 38-31 ball game. Me and my friends stayed until the last 3 or 4 minutes of the game. When it was absolutely downpouring and there was pretty much no hope of us coming back. It didn't look that great. And ultimately we lost, but nonetheless, great game. And for those of you who are big Lehigh and Lafayette football games, that was one to be remembered. It was a pretty good game. Maybe not as well as the 150th that was held at Yankee Stadium, but it was a great game nonetheless. So moving forward, so Lafayette-Lehigh was a great game. And now we are going to go over to the next one, which is a pretty big holiday coming up this Thursday, for those of you that know, which you should be, because all of you that are listening, if there are any listeners at all, should know about the greatness that is Thanksgiving Day. Tryptophan is apparently, tryptophan, I believe, is the word they use to describe the turkey snooze that occurs after a large meal. But regardless, it is a big meal for everybody, whether you're eating at your cousin's, relatives, or maybe perhaps in a complete stranger's, and you have a pretty friendly neighborhood. No matter where you're eating, you're probably going to eat good. And there's some pretty good food we have to talk about. And I think it's only fair that we rank some of the basics and some of the extras that may come with your Thanksgiving feast that will be taking place this Thursday, no matter what house it may be at. But I think it's important we rank them out. So I came to my own ranking system. Not so much write it down, but I'm thinking of it on the fly. And if I had to consider what may be on it or will be on it, my Thanksgiving feast rankings, I think number one for a lot of people, because it may not be the main course of the meal, but certainly I think it's one of the necessities. I think it's those good gracious mashed potatoes. My mother cooks some dank mashed potatoes, I must say. The butter to mash ratio is pretty even. It's pretty good. It's a solid ratio. And it's hard not to go for seconds or thirds. The only reason you wouldn't go for seconds or thirds is because someone got seconds and thirds before you. So that's usually the first to go at the Cincy family Thanksgiving. Followed by that is a turkey, which has done well. But I think that kind of varies in a ranking system at the number two hole. The turkey itself, it depends on how it's cooked. If you do your turkey, some people fry it, some people put it in the oven. It depends on your family's preferences and maybe a little bit about your background. But my family puts it in the oven. I think we cook it for about 5-6 hours, a nice slow cook to it. Cook it all the way through and make sure both the dark and the white meat is doing pretty good. And I usually have no preference when it comes to the meat itself. I usually like to drown it in gravy as well as my mashed potatoes. Oh, and it appears we are having a phone call itself. Let us see who it is. Hello?
Hello?
Hello. Who is this?
This is Julianne Foyo. Am I on here?
Yes, indeed, you are.
Oh, weird, because when you listen, there's a delay, so I was waiting to hear myself, but it's delayed. So anyways, hello.
Hello. So, yes, what do you have to say? Considering you are not here in the studio, apologies are accepted, but nonetheless not necessary. But please go ahead with what you wanted to call in with.
I had to make an appearance.
Yes, obviously. I appreciate that.
I wanted to say an underrated item of Thanksgiving food is mashed sweet potatoes.
I was actually going to get to that. You rant a lot about Aunt Marie's?
Aunt Annie.
Aunt Annie's mashed potato, sweet mashed potatoes.
Yes, they're very good.
I'm not a big sweet potato guy myself, but I'm certainly a fan of the mash. Few and far between. So, would you say, do you usually have Thanksgiving at your house?
We mix it up.
You mix it up?
But everyone makes and brings something.
Okay. What do you guys usually bring if you were to go to someone's house? Are you guys more the dessert family that, like, can't cook? What's your... Yeah.
Yeah, I'd say we're the dessert. It's not that we can't cook, it's that my aunts are very good cooks.
Your aunts are very good cooks.
They do better.
Are the Paleos the slackers of the cooking family?
When it comes to cooking?
Yes.
Yes.
But, you guys are Italian, so how does that work? Considering your dad also worked at a pizza store for, like 20 years or so.
No, well, my dad is very, very good, but the family's also very old-fashioned, so my aunts and, like, my grandma... And the women tend to cook because we're an old-fashioned family. But my dad is very good. But also, you know what grinds my gears? My dad, over the past couple years, is trying to be really healthy, which is good. But he tries to make healthy food, you know? And, you know, Italian food, it's not bad for you, but it's not the most healthy. So he kind of steers clear and tries to make stir-fry and weird things. And it's like, listen, stick to the pasta.
Stick to your background. Stick to what you know. Stick to what's innate.
Exactly. I also had a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
And that is, on Thanksgiving, you know, you eat a little, and then a little while later you come back, you have your round two, round three maybe. What is the appropriate amount of time to wait before you go back to round two?
See, my family's pretty fit, but we eat a lot. However, we don't do rounds. It's one feast. We don't have feasts, snacks, or smorgasbords in between. We have one feast. The turkey's there at one time. The mashed potatoes. Everything hits the table at the same time. Now, we're not as maybe not as big of a family. Go ahead.
What? You eat everything, and then later on, you put the food away, and then maybe a few hours later, you open it back up and have some more, no?
No. What you do is, see, what? This is the mistake everyone makes. When does your Thanksgiving dinner start?
Yeah, that's what I was going to say. I think we eat at like 3, 4 o'clock.
3, 4 o'clock?
Yeah.
I would actually say we're around the same time, 3:30.
Really? And then you don't eat for the rest of the day?
Well, I'm here with like 6, 7 plates. I don't get up. I don't get off the table and lollygag. The food is there and it's hot. I don't need no microwave. When you can get stuff fresh, you eat it fresh. And on Thanksgiving, what I do is, I was going to get to this topic next, and I will in a bit, but usually there's like this local run in my town called the Dick Megan Run, which grinds my gears a little bit for a couple reasons, but I'll get to that later. But anyway, that happens. I don't eat breakfast then, beforehand or after. I wait until the crackers, cheese and crackers come out to lightly hold me around 12:30, 1 o'clock when the relatives start showing up, because it's always at my house, because the rest of the family can't cook for Jack. And then the family comes. Everyone brings a little something, maybe more of the snacks, because the rest of my family can't cook besides my own family. My parents cook everything, and it hits the table at 3:30, and that's what you get. You don't come in the kitchen looking for leftovers later. We save leftovers, yes, we eat them the next day. Turkey sandwiches usually end up lasting a whole number 3 days, because there's a lot of turkey. We get a nice big turkey. Mm-hmm. But you eat once. You don't leave the table and come back. You maybe come back for dessert, but it's like 3 to 5 is your Thanksgiving feast slot. And then around 6:37, everyone eats dessert, and then my dad kicks everyone out of the house, and that's it. You should eat when you had the time.
Yeah, that's crazy.
That's how we do it. And I think it works pretty well, as a matter of fact. So,
You don't get hungry again?
Huh?
After eating at 5, you don't get hungry again? It's like 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock?
Considering how much I eat, no. Because there's nothing else that can fit down my throat. Because, I don't know if you've seen the Mythbusters try out how many hot dogs they can fit down a normal person's stomach. But when I eat a lot of food, it feels like it's coming up my throat a little bit because I've eaten so much to the point where I'm nearly exhausted from lifting my fork. Not so much exhausted from just staying awake or having run that morning, but actually just from eating so much and lifting that heavy fork of food to my mouth over and over repetitively for an hour and a half. And I am always the last one at the table, I will say.
Okay.
Both kids and adults table. I sit at the kids table because we have a younger family. However, I always eat, and I eat a lot, and I'm usually the biggest eater. I may not go for leftovers too often because I want it fresh. That's why I stay. And no one else comes back to the table. What?
That you want it fresh.
Huh?
That you want it fresh.
What's wrong with that?
I'm saying that's fair.
Yeah, exactly. I agree. That's why I do it.
Okay. Well, I just want to give my input on the sweet potato mash, and that's my question.
Okay. Do you have a suggestion for the number 3 slot?
What was number 1?
Number 1 was the mash. Number 2, we said, was a turkey. However, it can drop greatly in the rankings depending on how well it's cooked.
Okay. I think number 4 would have to be, or number 3 would have to be stuffing.
Stuffing. Then, okay. Fair enough.
And then I think number 4, you might not agree, but the cranberry sauce, or the cranberries. Because listen, everything is so good, but everything's so like fatty and thick and delicious. You need a little bit of that cold cranberry.
It's that fresh, juicy kind of flavor, like that sweeter thing that kind of pops you back up.
Yeah.
I got you. No, I like cranberry sauce. I don't take a ton of it, but I definitely see the refreshment aspect of it. Mm-hmm. I'm a big carrot guy. I know you're not. So, parents make some sliced carrots with butter and parsley, and it actually comes out pretty good. And That with the cranberry sauce gives you that revival. I see what you mean. A little bit of freshness to go along with that heavier sort of turkey and mashed potatoes or gravy and the corn. No, I got you. I got you.
A little bit.
Mm-hmm. I agree. I agree completely 100% because I think that's really important. You got to have that balance.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, thank you so much.
Okay. Good luck on your paper. Once again, everyone, this is our co-host who is unable to join us. However, she does indeed have a cell phone, thus she was able to call in. So thank you, Jules, and good luck with your paper.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay. Good night. Alrighty then. So we see that the three hole, Jules selected the stuffing. I'm not a big stuffing guy. However, I do like it. I don't take a ton of it, but I think it's important. I think it also goes in line with how the turkey is cooked. If you got bad turkey, you can't have good stuffing. There's no in between. They go hand in hand. You got to use them well, and that goes with the gravy too. I think the gravy stuffing should share the three slot because they're pretty important. You can't have one or the other. You can't have good turkey and then bad gravy. You can't have good stuffing and not good gravy or turkey to go with it. You can't have lone stuffing. There's no way around it. I don't care if that grinds your gears what I'm saying right now. I'm telling you the truth. I'm speaking facts. F-A-X. Okay? So don't argue with me. If your gears are grounded, so be it. Call in at the show. Give a good debate, and I'll give you a run for your money, because I don't believe that you have the right idea if you're saying that stuffing and turkey don't go hand in hand. That's why they're cooked together with the stuffing inside. You stuff it inside the turkey. That's how it came to be. Moving on. So we have our mash in the one slot, whether it be sweet potato or regular mashed potatoes. I prefer the regular mash, but sweet potatoes may be fine. Depends on your preference and a little bit of your taste buds. Then you get your turkey and your stuffing and the 2 and 3 hole. I think the 4, like she said, is the cranberry sauce. I don't know if it should be the 4 slot. I think it may be more of a 5. See, the 4 slot, I'm a big fan of bread, and there's nothing like some hot biscuits. A little bit of butter rolling biscuits. If they're fresh out of the oven, they're nice and hot. There's something about the melting butter right on that roll that is so scrumptious and tantalizing. It cannot be condoned in any way, shape, or form. I think it's easy to get there. It's hard to screw up some biscuits or some nice buns, some hot cross buns right there. I think they're very good. They're simple to do. And I think that's why they take the 4 slot. I think the 5 slot should be your cranberry sauce. Like you said, it's a refresher. I think 6, it depends. A lot of people like corn. Some people don't. I know our friend Kristen does not like corn. She's voiced her opinion on what she thinks is the worst vegetable when we were all hanging out playing Kings. She said corn was not her go-to. She hates it very much, despite its universal usage in many foods. But yet, corn, I think corn respectfully takes a 6 slot. I think when you ask a kid, a preschooler, whoever it may be, what they think about Thanksgiving, you get your turkey and potatoes. Maybe some weird kid eats some garbage that you don't even know about, but you skip him. But someone's going to come up and say corn. Whether it be cream corn, whether it be corn on the cob, I prefer the corn on the cob. However, cream corn is scrumptious. It's not exactly healthy, but man, is it good. And I think that's why I'm going to say corn takes a 6 slot. So let me just map this out here just to double check, because we may come back to this. So 1 is our mash. 2, that's our turkey. 3 is the stuffing. They go hand in hand, though. Remember that. That's very important. 4 is the biscuits and the buns. Whatever they may call the rolls, I should say, more specifically. 5 is the cranberry sauce. Hold on, we're getting a call in. Give me a sec. And 6, what did you say? The corn. Yes, indeed. Okay. And here comes a caller. Let us answer. Maybe there's something grinding their gears. Hello.
Hello.
Who is this?
This is Megan, Kristen Trincioni's friend.
Hello.
The phone.
Hello. Glad to have you on the air. We're hot on the mic, hello. So please, what is your opinion about Thanksgiving's rankings?
Well, I really like sweet potato casserole.
Okay,
I always have
casserole.
That for Thanksgiving, so that makes it good.
Do you guys make the sweet potato casserole?
My grandma does, yeah.
Okay.
It's very good.
Is that the grandma's contribution? Is that her saving grace? Is that why she still has a seat at the table?
Yeah, that's what she makes.
Is that why you keep her in the family?
Yeah, the other stuff. Yeah, basically the only reason.
Okay. my family's not big on the casserole. However, there has been one Thanksgiving where we had casserole. It was my Aunt Susan. It's funny because my mom's name's Susan, and I have another Aunt Susan on my dad's side, and boy, did she botch the casserole. I'm telling you, that was the worst thing I ever ate, and I never had casserole since. So I can't really voice for that, but I understand. I think a casserole is a hit or miss.
I really
yeah,
do.
Yeah, definitely. I also love the apple pie that my grandpa
apple pie.
Makes.
We'll get yep, we're focusing on the main dinner aspects, but the dessert rankings are very important too. I'm gonna actually
yeah,
gonna make
I'm
a
all
list
for the
of that.
Dessert.
You know what? We may do that next show. We may indeed do the dessert rankings next show because I think that's very important. I will list apple pie because I agree. That
yeah,
is a staple
one.
Of the desserts on Thanksgiving as well as many other holidays.
Yes,
what do you think about pumpkin pie, real quick?
Pumpkin pie, I'm not the biggest fan of.
Is it just because of the existence of apple pie?
Yeah, because apple pie is better. So we usually have both of them, but I'll choose the apple pie
gotcha.
Over
And do you put ice cream on them, vanilla ice cream?
I do not, but we usually have whipped cream out.
Whipped cream.
That's more for the pumpkin pie than the apple pie.
And when you use whipped cream, is it Cool Whip or is it like the Ready Whip, like the can you spray it?
Usually the can, but we also sometimes make it ourselves. Actually,
no kidding. I didn't know you can make whipping
cream. Yeah, and you use this little whipper thing.
Describe a whipper thing.
So it's just like you turn this handle, and then you do that really fast, and then you get some cream.
I'm going to look up. Let's look up a whipper.
Yeah, you should.
I'm sure. Let's make sure we specify cooking utensil.
Yes.
Is it like a whisk, essentially?
Yeah, it looks like that, and then you turn the knob, and it turns the two whisk-looking things, and then...
Do you mean, like, when people are baking cookies, and they, like... It's kind of like two whisks going together? It's, like, it's usually automatic?
We do it with our hands.
Hold on. Is it a whisk that sort of has, like, a hand crank on it?
Yeah, it sort of does look like that.
Okay, wait. Ready? Take a whisk.
Yeah.
Flip the actual whisk part at the top sideways. It kind of looks like a coil spring you'd find in a power shaker drink.
I'm not getting this description here.
Okay. Take a shaker bottle, like a protein shake bottle.
Okay.
You know how like, there's usually that metal like spring inside?
Yeah.
Is it like an orb shape? Is it like that?
Yeah, sort of.
Okay.
Did you find a picture?
There's so many variations, I just can't pick.
Yeah, well, I don't know. Don't know what to tell you there. Yeah, Brandon found a good picture here.
Okay.
Got it.
Can Brandon send me the link? I believe Brandon has my cell phone number.
He looked up egg beater. I guess it's called an egg beater.
An egg beater. Okay, that is a different side of the spectrum. Okay. Yes.
I
understand
cream.
What an egg beater.
Yeah.
Yes. Okay.
Okay.
Interesting. Yep. So that's a whipping tool.
Yeah, we get the heavy cream, and then you put a little bit of sugar, and then you just whip it around.
What's your thought on this? Hold on. There's actually a carton called Egg Beaters, which I believe is the beaten version of eggs. Would you buy that?
The eggs?
It's like kind of like a milk carton, like you know, like the little milk cartons you might get in kindergarten.
I mean, I probably wouldn't buy that because I don't have a need for it. But
because you got your egg beater.
Exactly.
You got your whipping tool. Interesting.
Yep.
Okay. Well, I would definitely not buy the egg beaters already made, but I would definitely buy the whipping tool. I believe my family does have one of these, however, it is not used fairly often. Interesting.
Yeah.
But, that is pretty cool that you actually make your own whipped cream.
It tastes better than the others.
It does. Okay. Well,
mm-hmm.
You know what?
So
I may suggest it to my family this Thanksgiving, because there is some time left before Thursday. And maybe we should all try it here in Gear Grinders. Try some
I think everyone should.
Homemade. You know what? There's something about a homemade food, no matter what it is. Because I think it comes with love.
That's true.
I think there's
definitely
a little bit of love. And there's a little bit of blood, sweat, and tears. Like maybe not blood. That's kind of gross. But sweat and tears go into this food. Even sweat's a little gross. But there's a little bit of hard work that goes into it. And I think that's what it takes to get it over the edge. And maybe take that number one spot. Or wherever it may be on top of your pumpkin or apple pie.
Yeah.
So, Well, thank you very much for your contribution. Anything else to
You're
say?
Welcome.
Anything you believe besides the casserole that may go into our listing?
For good or bad, were we talking good, right?
We're only talking good. We're probably going to do a top 10. Maybe we'll go up to 12.
I don't know. It's really the sweet potato casserole that does it for me, but the stuffing is all right also. I used to hate it, but now I like it.
I definitely agree that younger kids don't like stuffing.
Yeah, I used to never eat it until like a year ago.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for tuning into the show, especially being a celebrity guest here at Lafayette College. I understand your stay is short, but nonetheless...
Yeah,
you have become immersed within our culture.
Yeah, great.
That is
Thank
Lafayette
you.
College and Gear Grinders. So take care.
Yeah.
Have a good night.
Thanks, you
and,
too.
And take care.
All right, bye.
Bye. Alrighty. So, everybody,
I think that's important to note. Make your own whipped cream. It may be pretty good. Oh, I have to read some advertisements now. It is our halftime report with our advertisements and sponsors. So if you give me a second while I go fetch the blue binder across the room, that usually my co-host who is not here that has in hand ready for me to go. It is not her duty, but nonetheless, it helps very much, and I'm going to go fetch that now. I'm actually going to also sign in, too, because it's very important to mark that you actually did your show when you're supposed to. So if you give me a kick 2 minutes, I'll be right back. Hello, hello, and I'm back, and it's time to talk about our sponsors. 2 minutes of ads, so switch the channel or enjoy your sponsors. Your GED. If you're thinking about a GED diploma but need a little more motivation to get you on your way, visit the GED Pep Talk Center, where there are celebrity pep talkers standing by, ranging from a level 1 gentle pep talk from Deborah Jo Rupp, all the way up to a level 13 extreme pep talk from Danny Dreho. So whatever level of motivation you need to get your GED diploma, there's a pep talk that's right for you. Call 1-877-38-YOUR-GED or visit yourged.org for your pep talk and find free GED classes in your area. GED is a registered trademark of the American Council on Education, brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council. Separate. Use different cutting boards so that the bacteria in raw meats and seafoods and their juices doesn't touch prep surfaces for other foods like veggies. Raw food may contain bacteria that can make you very sick or worse. 1 in 6 Americans will get sick from food poisoning this year, and roughly 3,000 will die. But you can keep your family safer by separating raw meats and seafood from other foods. Learn more about this and other important information. Check your steps at foodsafety.gov. That's foodsafety.gov, a public service announcement brought to you by the USDA, HHS, and the Ad Council. Well, that appears to be all the ads. They only gave me 2 copies of ads. I checked the entire binder, and that was all they had. So, that's it for our ads. Once again, this is Gear and Grinders. I'm Joseph Sensi, usually here with my co-host, Juliana Paleo, but she is working on her paper, so she will not be here tonight. However, she called in earlier on the phone because we are hot on the line. And you can contact us too, whether it be on the website at wjrh.org or on our phone line at 610-330-5316. So, we're about halfway through our rankings. We have 7 right now, but these are subject to change at any point. Therefore, once again, reiterating through it, we have number 1, we got the mashed potatoes, sweet or regular mashed potatoes. Number 2 and 3, very important, they go hand in hand, is our turkey first and stuffing respectfully. And number 4 hole, it's the biscuits, the buns, and the rolls. Yes, they come with butter and they hot and melted. Then we got the cranberry sauce, a little bit of refresher to keep you kickstarted, a little bit of revival. Then you got your corn at the 6th spot, whether it be cream corn or corn on the cob, preferably the 2nd, but that's just what grinds my gears from people who pick the 1st. And then recently we had a caller who suggested casserole. I personally think casserole is subject to change as well. However, if it's done right, boy can it be good. I've never once experienced it myself done right, but I know many people, particularly down south I believe, are very fond of casserole. I think it comes few and far in between, but some people like it a lot and some people don't. That's why it's in the 7th spot, but it may move up a little bit. We'll see. I'm trying to think what else is at my Thanksgiving dinner. We're not a big family, but I know some people like to mix it up a little bit. Oh. I think it's very important to mention that there's a big difference in what people put on their tables. However, it's all about presentation. There's something very important about presentation that really brings the Thanksgiving idea of a feast together. We are getting another caller, and we will see who it is right now.
Hello, caller.
Hi.
Hello. Who is this?
This is Brandon.
Hello, Brandon.
Hi.
How you doing?
So, I'm doing well. How are you doing?
I'm doing well, but a little bit grounded, but not too bad. However, we still got 25 minutes to go, and I think I'll make it through. How are you doing? And what are you calling in with?
I have a question about your ranking.
So yes, understood.
I've noticed that you omitted ham. So, I mean, I know it's not the traditional turkey.
I was going to talk about that, too.
I generally go to Thanksgiving, you know, you have turkey, but you also have some ham on the side, you know. Mm-hmm. I feel like that deserves a pretty high spot in the Thanksgiving tier list.
Now, do you guys put pineapple on your ham?
We do not.
You do not?
Usually we have it's glazed ham.
Yes, okay.
Like putting the glaze, but it's like pre-glazed, and then you put it in the oven.
I'm going to mark an optional section in our rankings, but they will also have their own rankings. And I think ham definitely goes there. I was going to talk about
how
some people. I was actually going to mention how some people put pasta on their Thanksgiving table.
Really?
Yeah, it's not common. My family. I think sometimes they got some sauce because of everyone searching for the sauce.
Marinara, or like
I guess marinara, maybe a vodka sauce, depends on your preference. I like vodka sauce, but I think marinara is a little bit more of the way to go, because some people can't do a nice vodka sauce.
I don't think it fits the Thanksgiving, though.
Well, that's the thing. I personally don't think ham belongs on a Thanksgiving table. I think that's more of a Christmas ham.
Hmm.
Like, think about it. The Grinch, how he stole Christmas. The roast beast.
The roast beast. That's prime.
But when I think of... hold on. If I were to type in Christmas feast, let's look at some of the table food that comes up. Christmas feast. If I type in Christmas feast... See, it's very strange. There's also turkeys in these. Is turkey a feast food?
I think it is, because you have it for Thanksgiving. I don't associate it necessarily with Christmas, but I have had it quite frequently with Christmas. The other one, I'm thinking back to A Christmas Carol, the OG Christmas story. They get
a goose.
A goose.
Is that boiled?
I've never had goose.
Is that boiled?
I think they cook it just like you'd cook a turkey. The same.
Interesting.
Like boiled in the oven sort of deal.
Boiled goose, also, very
strange. I think
strange.
Fry it. Here. I've never had goose.
Okay. So look, I'm looking at the list on Wikipedia, so you know it's trustworthy, of the United States typical dishes. If you just look up list of Christmas dishes on Wikipedia, you should come to the same page. And they actually have it separated by country. And the United States, about halfway down the list, maybe halfway a little bit less, like 45%, you see there, the Christmas ham. It's okay. Not just ham, the Christmas ham. So therefore, I believe the ham is associated therefore with Christmas. I'm going to go to Thanksgiving, which it also highlights the dishes tend to be similar. I'm going to go to this page real quick. United States.
See, I think the focal point of the Thanksgiving dinner is definitely the turkey. But I know frequently,
yes.
You get ham on the side. You know, I'm not talking a full
Yeah, you would get a bigger turkey ham, than you got ham.
Exactly.
No, I agree. I definitely believe the turkey has to be the focal point of the meal. That is certainly not a question. But I believe the ham, if existent, which is why I say it's optional, because not a lot of people have ham. But those that do, it's smaller than the turkey, but certainly it's good. I do believe ham is very good. When you go nice roasted ham, and you got the nice bark on it with a glaze... Ham can be very, very good, even rival that of the turkey. See, the turkey needs the gravy.
Yeah.
I think the ham also needs the glaze.
I don't necessarily agree with that because I've had good ham without glaze.
Hmm. I think turkey's not a standalone. I can tell you that.
Sure, yeah, I can't just eat
ham. Ham can be a standalone. I agree. I think that actually it can be a standalone. Mm-hmm. I take back my opinion about how it needs the glaze. But the glaze certainly helps.
I think there's two things that matter with turkey. You need a good gravy.
Good gravy.
You need to cook it correctly. Because if you've ever had dried out turkey, which I'm sure has happened.
It's a very dry bird to start with, which is why I think Thanksgiving is a little strange. Because we pick probably the worst meat to serve the focal point, besides like some gross fish like falafel or something like that, to serve as the focal point of our meal. Yet, we chose turkey. And I think maybe we can look back on this ranking system, although it is a number two hole, our turkey. Maybe it doesn't deserve to be there. Maybe there's a much better meat that we can put there. How would you feel about ground beef? Like, just like, no, stop. Steak.
I like steak, but it's not Thanksgiving. I mean,
it's not Thanksgiving.
I think there's something to be said for tradition.
Tradition, you know, good.
That's you go in, it's Thanksgiving, you want turkey.
You want turkey.
Like, even though, like, I'm not going to say turkey is my favorite meat, but mm-hmm. for Thanksgiving, I want turkey. You know? It's just, it goes with the time of the year. It goes with everything else that they're serving. You always have a nice turkey gravy as things going with. It just, it reminds you of Thanksgiving, you know? It may not be the best meat in the world, but it's just, there's an element of nostalgia.
I agree. I very much agree with that. And I think that turkey is a meat that you can eat a lot of and not feel stuffed immediately.
Yeah, because I feel like it's a light
It's
meat,
a little, like, yeah, it's lighter, exactly. I think a steak gets really heavy. I think maybe veal gets really heavy. Any kind of beef, even pork. Even pork can be a little heavy. Huh?
The red meat.
The red meat's always heavy. A nice white meat like turkey, although it may be dry, definitely easier to put a lot down of it.
Yeah. And for a feast, I mean, put down ability factor is pretty important.
Put down ability. You know what? Does that go hand in hand with endurance, would you say?
Yeah, absolutely. You also have to be dressed correctly for Thanksgiving.
Do you get dressed up for Thanksgiving? Hold on. First of all, real quick, this has nothing to do with our rankings. Thanksgiving is at your house. Do you get dressed up?
Not like suit and tie or. Like,
no, I wouldn't say
like
that.
Like a nice maybe either jean, like a nice pair of jeans or a nice pair of like khakis or chinos,
slacks,
you know,
and maybe
like
a button down at most.
Maybe yeah. At
and
most,
not like a dressy button down that you probably wear a tie with or like go to work. But probably like
doing, like,
a nice
a
like a pattern button down or even a sweater if it's cold out. I agree.
It's usually cold out.
You know? Interesting.
I think that like maybe business casual.
Like casual Friday kind of look.
Yeah.
You bust out your jeans on casual Friday. Looking nice, cute and comfy. Cute and comfy.
Yeah. Yeah. Maybe you got a nice flannel going. Like I
yes,
don't wear flannel.
I'm more of the flannel side because I think the flannel says like, hey. I'm not wearing a t-shirt right now, but I'm also enjoying myself.
Yeah.
My mom didn't tell me to wear this.
I chose to look classy.
I chose to look classy, but I ain't looking dumb.
Exactly.
Very good. So, ham. Ham is the optional, I would say. Well, here, we'll put ham in the list. I think it pulls weight if it is used. Yeah. However, I think it's subject to being removed and put on the optional list. Casserole, I think, can stay on the list, though. I will say casserole.
Yeah, I do frequently have, like, a nice green bean casserole.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, my go-to, my dad always makes every year, an excellent sweet potato casserole.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, you know, you got the marshmallow,
sweet potato casserole,
brown sugar,
right.
Tasty stuff.
Don't some people put, like, sweet potato and fluff?
Like,
do you know marshmallow
like
fluff?
Like the marshmallow fluff?
Yeah.
My dad just puts, like, regular marshmallows and then, like, mixes it all together and the marshmallows just melt in there.
Yeah.
Makes it nice and gooey. It's really good.
Interesting.
Sweetens the deal a little bit, too.
I'm just looking right now for other foods that are used on Thanksgiving.
I will say, I do like, I know there's some people out there, specifically from maybe a Hopewell Junction, New York.
What a dump.
That don't necessarily like corn. But I think corn is very high on
that. No, I already put corn up there. How about cornbread? Is cornbread its own category?
I think that would be classified under with ham as sort of an optional.
An option. Optional, right, because you already have the biscuits and the rolls.
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, I mean, I've definitely, I feel like I've had cornbread for Thanksgiving, but
some cornbread's good, man. Let me tell you. I'm a sucker for the cornbread.
Have you ever had, like, cornbread with, like, nice apple butter?
Apple butter?
Yeah.
Apple doesn't make butter.
Well, they make, like, it makes, like, a little bit of applesauce or something.
Okay. Oh, my God, applesauce. Goodness me. Applesauce is huge. I think that might take the 7th spot and push back casserole for sure. Applesauce is awesome. I don't care if it's Mott's. If you got applesauce and you're putting it on the table, I'm going to take half that jar.
Yeah, I feel that.
Mac and cheese?
I've never had mac and cheese.
Mac and cheese is just delicious. It has nothing to do with Thanksgiving. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think it belongs on Thanksgiving.
I'm just going down this list of stuff.
I'm not saying, like, mac and cheese, excellent food. Love it. But not Thanksgiving.
There's so many casserole variations. Sweet potato, turnip puff. Did you know there's a cocktail called Tom and Jerry, like the TV show?
What's in it?
Well, I don't know. I just saw the name of it. I kept going. I didn't look at it. I cannot be excited. Do you eat salad on Thanksgiving?
No, not really.
Okay, good. I was about to hang up on you.
Yeah. I usually get, like, my appetizer is usually, like, a dinner roll.
A dinner roll?
Yeah, like, we make, like, a crescent.
Like a croissant, you said?
No, crescent roll. Like the Pillsbury crescent
roll. Oh. Like, do you eat Pillsbury crescent rolls on Thanksgiving?
Yeah. Well, it's not like the... It's just like a little thing to eat when everyone else... Like,
okay.
I'm hungry, the line, everyone's getting food right now.
You guys do a line. Right, do you guys do like a line, everyone comes up and gets what they want?
Well, I mean, I generally get together with, like, I've got a pretty decent-sized family.
Right.
So, like, it just there happens to be
I'd
a
say my Thanksgiving...
I don't want to get food at the same time.
Okay. Well, I say my Thanksgiving is usually around, like, 14, 15 people. Usually we invite either my mom's side or my dad's side. And that's about it.
So I usually do two Thanksgivings. Like, I'll do Thanksgiving once.
Three? Holy...
My mom's...
Jeez.
No, so I got Thanksgiving lunch with my mom's side. And then I go to Thanksgiving dinner with my dad's side.
Okay.
So my dad's side is usually, like, about, like, the 14... area, you know, fluctuates about the size of yours, but my mom's side is usually like in the 30 to 40 range.
30 to 40 range? Jeez.
So.
Okay.
I mean, there's just a lot of people coming in and out trying to get food out at the same time.
Okay.
So it gets a little hairy.
Gotcha. I understand. Okay. I'm still looking at this Christmas food. Because apparently a lot of the West is similar. I think that's about it, though. Anything else you want to add before you leave, Brandon? Coming out to our last 10 minutes of the show.
Some nice cranberry. I mean, I obviously could never partake in this for a couple more months, but I do know some people have made Thanksgiving cocktails, you know, generally like cranberry flavors, you know, to go with your cranberry sauce.
Okay, I understand that. A little bit of that sweeter kick.
Generally, people in my family, the adults, the people that are over 21, generally go for a nice wine.
Mm-hmm.
Nice white wine. So.
Okay, that's actually pretty cool.
It doesn't... Very important once you become of age. You know, just sort of a...
Brandon, are you 21?
I am not 21, so okay. I have not...
So you're waiting for that. You're waiting for that day.
I am.
Do you sit at the kids' table? Do you guys have a kids' table?
Yeah, well, see, we do still have... Like, on my mom's side, we do still have a kids' table, but most of us aren't kids. Like, I have... At the kids' table, there's, like, one... Like, there's my cousin and her husband who are, like, 30-something. 30 and
then,
wow. So it's like the kids' table, but we've all grown up.
I see.
More or less.
Christmas.
Yeah, because my family were actually the youngest, so I am.
Oh, your size. You're like cousins and stuff. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah, I am younger than the next youngest cousin of mine.
Younger than the next youngest cousin. Okay.
So there's. I do not have a single cousin that is older or that is younger than myself.
Gotcha. Okay, well, thank you very much for calling in, Brandon.
You're welcome.
We appreciate your time and as well as your input.
I wish you a pleasant rest of the show and a pleasant Thanksgiving.
Thank you. You as well. I hope it goes swell for you.
All right.
Take care, Brandon. Good night.
Bye. Bye, Joe.
All right, we're coming around to the last 10 minutes of the show here. So we got quite a list. I think there's some more we can add to it. Going through a quick list of stuff I see right now, Brussels sprouts, They're there, but, like, do you want them? Yeah, that's right. Dead air. No one wants to hear that. There's just, like, some weird stuff people got on here. Some people like, you know, like those tasty videos where they try to get too cute with stuff and end up making this, like, gross concoction. It's like, what is this monster you're trying to brew up here? That's what I'm seeing a lot of right here. Canned fruit. Who buys canned fruit? There's so much fresh fruit. There's so many gross things here. My God. I'm surprised people eat this. Some people do soups on Thanksgiving. I don't see that. Why are you having a soup? The point of Thanksgiving is, like, there's a huge, like, serving of something in, like, the middle of the table, and everyone kind of takes what they want. You're not supposed to, like, pick and choose here and there. I'm going to put on my own personal list to the rankings. I'll put it in the 10 slot for now because I don't want to move down anyone else's opinions because they seem to be more common. Carrots with, like, a little bit of butter and some parsley. It's so simple, but it is very good, and I highly recommend you do it. If you do it right, usually you steam them. Usually put them on a pan. And what you do is you take a nice lid and you put on top so that not necessarily the pan's cooking them. You put the pan on a little bit lower, but you let the steam rise up and actually cook the carrots from the top and bottom. So you don't get, like, a burnt taste. You get more of, like, a warmer, like, and it keeps its moisture. That's important. You want it to keep the moisture. No one likes a dry carrot. Dried vegetables are gross. I hate grilled vegetables. I like them steamed. It's a lot better done that way. Green beans. Some people like green beans. I'm not personally a huge fan. There's so many better options on the table, in my opinion. But green beans seem to always make the table. Asparagus. Some people like butter and asparagus. I like asparagus a lot. But it needs to have butter. I think butter just goes with everything in the vegetable line. There's really not any vegetable that stands alone. Even corn needs it, for goodness sake. No one likes dry corn, at least that has a brain. And if there is someone out there that likes dry corn, you, sir, or madam, grind my gears. Moving forward, some people you do breadsticks. That's a little fancy. You have the buttered rolls. I say stick to the classics. You can't go wrong with the classics. Some people like, what is this? No. Okay, first of all, cranberry sauce. Don't put chunks of cranberries in there. It should almost be look like a gelatin if you want it done right. Because it needs to be light. When people have, like, chunks of cranberry in there, it kind of ruins the texture for me. I think that really kills the vibe of the refreshing notion that the cranberry sauce gives off. Let's see what else we got here. Just some, like, what Brandon was talking about before. Those marshmallows and the sweet potato casserole. That's kind of strange to me. Just putting something so sweet like that in a casserole. I know it's customary, but it ain't making my table. I'll tell you that much. Okay. Also, some people like shrimp, like a shrimp cocktail. Like they put a little marinade. What's it called? There's a shrimp sauce. I forget what that's called. Cocktail sauce, I believe, is the actual phrase for it. What it's known as. I think cocktail sauce and shrimp can be on the table, but I don't think it's a top 10 worthy. I really don't. I don't think that should be on your top 10 list for your Thanksgiving feast. If you want, put some shrimp out there. But you know your weird uncle that eats like 50 of those is the only guy pounding them down. Maybe your mom and dad might take a few here, but that goes to your cousin Larry, who's going to look really gross on the end of the table just with the shrimp cocktail right in front of his face, just murdering your bag of frozen shrimp you warmed up. Let's see here. I think that's about it, though. So rounding out our list, we got mashed potatoes, sweet or regular potatoes. You got your turkey with the stuffing. They go hand in hand. You got your biscuits, buns, and rolls that can be, you know, must be hot, by the way. No one likes a cold roll. That's just lazy. You don't even have to do anything. Literally just heat it up for like 3 minutes in the oven just to give it a little bit of warmness so that it melts the butter once put inside. You got your cranberry sauce, which acts as your refresher and your revival. You got the corn, which can be creamed or on the cob, preferably the second. Applesauce is a huge refresher. I think if you don't have cranberry sauce, you better have applesauce to back it up. But you better have both if you want to do it right. That's really how it works. You got the casserole. For those of you that like the casserole, it's a hit or miss for me. But some people are big on the casserole. And if your grandma does it right, well, hell. Invite her to grandma and get her the casserole. She better bring it. Otherwise, she's kicked out of the house. Then you got your ham. It's more of an optional thing. But the ham is pretty huge. And last but not least, you got your carrots with a little bit of butter and parsley. I think that's a very nice touch. Rounds out your Thanksgiving meal. Yeah, pretty much all the food groups. I like to drink milk with my Thanksgiving, by the way. I know it's a little bit thicker. I don't do whole milk. I don't do skim. Skim is water. It is not milk. If that grinds your gears, get grounded. 2% is the way to go. I think it's that healthy balance in the middle. Maybe 1% if you like low fat. But I don't do whole milk. It's too creamy. It's too thick. And it's definitely going to weigh you down this Thanksgiving. So stick away from that. And make sure you get some more food in there. You only got so much belly space. And you don't want to fill it up with this thick, creamy milk. Shoot for 2% or lower. But don't go skim. If you're going skim, just drink water. Stop wasting everyone's time. Just trying to see what else we got here. I think we went out for a second there, but that's okay. One of the cords to our sound system came unplugged, but I quickly put it back in. I actually rolled over it with the chair. But I think that's about it. Carrots, butter, parsley, you got a nice round there. For your desserts, however, you got the apple pie, pumpkin pie. I think you can do some cookies if you're really lazy. Usually people don't bake them on their own. They usually run a shop right and grab some and put them down. But those work fine. It's dessert. We know all the hard work went into the actual meal itself. You don't have to slave yourself anymore if you don't have to. Just get some good food on there for dessert. Put some ice cream out there. Vanilla and chocolate, maybe a mint chocolate chip if you're feeling dicey. My favorite's mint chocolate chip, but nonetheless, it is not necessary. But make sure you got your whipped cream out there. Egg beater, that's a huge one. I think that's a new one for me and myself. If you want to use an egg beater to whip up your own whipped cream, go ahead and do it, but that's at your own discretion. But regardless, I think that rounds out our list. Thank you, everyone, to listening to our show. Once again, you are listening to WJRH 104.9 FM, Lafayette College Radio, here in Easton, Pennsylvania. This has been Gear Grinders. We run from about 7 to 8 p.m. at night on Sundays. I'm Joseph Sensi, usually here with Juliana Paleo. We won't be here next week. It is Thanksgiving break, as we have just discussed, hence our topic of the show. But tune in the following week, for we will be here. And it's time for some Christmas cheer by that point, so we'll be playing some nice tunes in the background. You can bop along with us as we go caroling with inside our own WJRH studio. Once again, if you wish to visit our website, it is wjrh.org. And our cell phone, or phone landline, is 610-330-5316. Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. And have a good night, and have a wonderful Thanksgiving. Don't eat too much, but push yourself a little bit. Some good food there. Take care, everyone, and have a good night.